province's first collision reporting center opened at the regional police headquarters in Sydney today. Minor collision reports can now be made at kiosks at the police headquarters unless someone needs to report serious injuries, hazardous materials, impaired driving, or other criminal activity at the scene of a collision. Police Chief Robert Walsh says most of the hundreds of collisions reported every year in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality can be handled without the authorities intervening, and that will enable the police to focus on more serious matters.
It will allow us to target towards things like distracted driving, impaired driving, and speeding in our community, because we know that responding to these collisions sometimes is not necessary to have a police response there. Of the 2,500 collisions that we see annually here in CBRM, we know statistically that about 80% of those don't require a police response because there's no injury, there's no hazardous materials, and there's no criminal activity involved.
Mayor Cecil Clark tells Coast Radio the system is more efficient for drivers as well, and he says if they have a question at the kiosks at the police headquarters, someone should be available to help.
It allows the public to have a direct connect and an immediate follow-up rather than waiting for, you know, police personnel. It allows for the evidence chain to be immediate with this new technology and tool as a collision, but also it's within the regional police center and HQ, so if they need access to officers, they also have the ability to have that direct connect. But also, again, it's a way of providing better service and allowing our police service personnel themselves to be able to be more focused on day-to-day operational issues.
Accident Support Service International out of Ontario runs the project in partnership with the police. Company President Steve Sanderson says even though the project reduces police involvement in collisions, he says if anyone suspects impaired driving or other criminal activity, they can still call 911 for officer assistance at the scene.
The police will respond to bodily injuries, criminal activity, if somebody's been drinking, you know, if you suspect somebody, you smell some booze, you know, they'll come out. Hazardous goods. And, you know, if we've got a senior and they're really confused or what have you, they'll come out and they'll respond. Yeah.
Sanderson adds the system also speeds up dealing with insurance.
This is all part of come to the police station, see us in there. We've got a self-assisted kiosk. Our manager will help you get through that, and we'll provide you with a handout from your insurance company that will tell you what to do next. Some of these insurers will actually have a electronic feed, and if you wish to report right then and there, it will hit their claim center and send you back an SMS text with a claim number. So it speeds up the whole process. It almost takes 3 or 4 days off that whole claims experience.
Taxpayers are off the hook for the new project. It's being paid for by the insurance industry. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.